Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana, but it is especially good because we have a very special guest today.
Yes.
She is a feng shui consultant. Jeanette Sizakowski, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Welcome. We're so excited to have you on. What, Jared, do you want to tell us how like this came to be?
Well, we on YouTube, if you haven't watched it already, we do the apartment tour. We go through these, you know, arcs on this show.
Yes.
A subject comes up. And
we get into it
and people reach out. So we did the tour of the apartment. We talked about how the apartment relates to relationships and relates to, you know, being a better self for the dating world, for your relationship world. And suddenly that goes out yes. And I get this DM from Jeanette that she's like, I do feng shui. And I haven't heard of feng shui since like the 90s. Like I honestly, it was like a thing for a moment.
Was right. it?
Oh. Well, I mean, I think I've heard of feng shui in and out since the 90s, but I feel like there is something about, I've definitely heard about I think there's also a Swedish word. Is it hig? Hid?
Mm.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something about
bringing up her competitor.
Yeah, like a, like another movement also yeah. that's about, I think it's HIG, HYGGE.
Let's look it up.
Yeah,
let's
it's
look
about at like Candace. Arranging and cleaning. And,
yeah. And, I've also seen the...
Means cozy.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah. There's a book about it.
Yes. And I've seen I've read the life-changing magic of tidying up. So I think there's been a lot over the years about like, what is the best way to organizationally like put all your... like. Assemble all your shit to give you like the maximum feeling at home.
Yeah.
And Jeanette, you reached out because you saw my apartment. Is that why?
It was before.
Oh, because we were talking about it.
I'm a subscriber.
Yeah.
And lately you've been like trickling just things about your life and the apartment. And we did know the tour was coming out, or I knew the tour was coming up. But then a subscriber episode was, I think my apartment's holding me back.
Right.
And you guys were dropping phrases like, make your space intentional, and you jokingly dropped like, yeah, feng shui. Or even when Kelly was on the Mystic Jane Tarot, and you were like, well, if crystals have energy, yeah, like feng shui is energy. You know, like,
right.
So it's, you guys have been like dancing around it. And what was it? Fuck around February. I just shot my shot.
Amazing. And here you are.
And here
all the
you
way
are.
From Cleveland.
You came from Cleveland.
Yeah.
We thank you for that.
Yeah. That's also funny. So your guys' podcast is typically just on repeat because I like that it's just so funny. The brain off the shelf thing really resonates with me. Because usually with feng shui, everyone dumps all their stuff on me. And so I'm like, I just want to listen to something funny. One of the most, not recent ones, old episode was a red flag deal breaker about Ohio. And like, she was like, my friend won't date anybody from Ohio. Like, fuck Ohio. And I'm just sitting there listening. I'm like, okay, that's going to come up. That'll be funny. But you know, Ohio's not as bad as you think.
Well, listen.
I would date someone who is from Ohio.
Yeah, why
Thank
not?
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I love Cleveland. I'm a big Cleveland fan. I like Ohio City. And
we did a show. We did a live show in Cleveland.
We did a live show. Yeah. We love Hilarity.
I wasn't
great
there
club.
Yet. So I was in Dallas for the last like 9 years.
And what brought you to Cleveland?
My grandma passed away. House is available. It's kind of like a family helping out. So I'm like feng shuiing it, updating it before we like sell it.
Got it. And your company is called Elemental Clarity. We want to make sure we go to Plug City for a second.
Yeah. Yes.
Elemental Clarity. And Jordana, you go ahead.
So explain like what... I guess like what you do when you saw this subscriber episode, like what made you feel like you should reach out?
Well, yeah. So feng shui is the study of how your environment affects you. It's this idea that if everything is energy, then all of your stuff in your space holds an energy. And I, my way of saying feng shui is giving your space attention with intention.
Okay.
So when I meet with a client, we always start out with, what's your intention for your ideal life? Like, what's next? What's the step?
So it's not the same. It's not like one size fits all.
No. And that's another reason I love you guys, because I do it from a nuanced perspective. You know, you guys right. are like, we're not going to go viral for our dating advice because we don't say the whatever, like the jarring stuff.
We're not going to just give a catchphrase.
Yeah. So and that's speak. Like, there's a lot of viral feng shui people out there now, believe it or not, if your algorithm sends you that direction.
Right. Which I'm sure yours does.
And mine does. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's just like, I don't do one size fits all feng shui. I do, what is your intention? What's like, it's nuanced to your space, to you as a person.
What got you into it? What?
The short version is I have a master's in landscape architecture. There's different.
You need a landscape architect.
Jordana has a
full. Well, I quit. Yeah.
so that didn't work out. Okay.
Didn't really work out. Okay. But during.
It's not me. Okay.
During when I was getting that degree. So there's different types of feng shui. There's like Western feng shui. I practice Eastern feng shui, the really old one. It's like yoga. You know, there's like core power yoga. And then there's right. like really mystic yoga. Mm. But during that, there's. The original feng shui is studying landforms. So as I'm writing papers and studying about landscape architecture, I'm learning about how there's this thing called feng shui, and you study the mountains, the wind, the water. And then I'm like Googling about it and find there's this Western feng shui where you can Google and like get love, like more, have more love luck and more career luck. And I was like, yeah, I want to make a lot of money and have a lot of boyfriends. Like, this is sweet.
Right.
So I would do, for a while, I did the like tchotchke, one size fits all, like, place this here and your love will transform. Like,
okay.
And I don't know if it really worked out, but
you
said
you know Kelly, who's also been on this show,
the mystic.
Modern Mystic.
Yeah.
Well, so like when you feng shui, life becomes more serendipitous. You're just like in the right place at the right time. Things are just, you're just like meeting the right people. And funny enough with Kelly, I listened to Girls Gotta Eat, used to listen a lot. And Ashley had like talked about Kelly, and then I got let go from my corporate job, and it was around a time where Ashley was like, this tarot card reader, she's really good. And I was, before I started this business, I was like asking every modality, like, should I go start a business? Like, I don't know. And so I got a tarot card reading from Modern Mystic. It wasn't Kelly, but it was her shop.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then there's just like these things that then she was on here, and I'm like, I should reach out to her while I'm in New York. And so.
And you guys got together here.
Yeah, we're going to feng shui her house.
You're going to feng shui the house. Yeah. Okay, so.
She's on board.
How do you find, so you find a client, someone says, I got a feng shui.
Yeah.
I got a feng shui. I'm jonesing for a feng shui.
You know, there are some people like that, and then there's some people that are just like, I just moved in this house, and everything in my life went to shit. Like,
right.
I don't feel good. Or like.
How many men come to you?
Less. It actually started off with more men.
Okay.
Yeah.
What man?
What man would do this?
I don't know. I just it feels very like the idea of like this home is crashing around me.
Yeah.
Like, it feels very much my mom, yeah. not my dad.
So there's like, again, there's like, there's so many layers to feng shui, and I'm actually really curious to see which way it goes. But there's like the decor route of like, I'm decorating it to make it look nice. And then there's like, I'm using the energy in my space to manifest more. And I think the type of feng shui I do is more the like personal development. Let's start accomplishing a bunch of things. So I find a lot of men that like are very career driven, but also want like to feel balanced and like good.
So
and
like not a home, like, would you get like for men, would it be more of a home office?
We do the whole house.
Do the whole house.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I have a thing called the home energy refresh, which is just like, we talk for an hour. It's kind of what I was like, if they don't know what to talk about today, we'll do a home energy refresh for Jared's apartment based on his video.
Well, that's something we definitely, that's something we'll I want to discuss, yeah. I wanna get into. Yeah.
But that's like, so that's like the baby step. So you can do one room or you do the whole house. And so then feng shui, like from a 101 standpoint is like, it's about balancing the elements, fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. So you use the elements in the space to like make it feel good. And I can actually do like an astrology reading for your house. So there's the decorating layer, the like how to decorate.
She'd be like, there's ghosts everywhere.
I mean,
well, I like, I don't want to.
This might take a week. There's so many rooms.
Well, yeah. But I don't want to talk about
the compound.
Yeah. I have a question about that. So the couple that was that when we bought the house from a couple that was divorcing.
Ooh.
So, and I was like, as soon as we moved in, I'm like, they divorced over this wall color. Or they divorced over the maintenance of this fucking monster.
Yeah.
But like, is there like a cleansing? Do you do like the saging shit too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can eradicate the bad vibes.
Well, the bad vibes. So like, in a house, we call it a Bagua map, and it basically looks like you put a pie over a floor plan. And so you have 8 different wedges, and each of those wedges has like different energy in it. Similar to where if you get an astrology chart reading, you know how they look at that circle, it has all the lines on it, and they're like, your Sagittarius is in your 12th house, so you should do this. I like do that for your house, and I'm like, okay, there's like clashing energy here, so put wood and fire. And then over here, this is where your personal energy is, put water and paint it pink.
Okay.
So I don't know if I should answer your question.
Know, will you do a stable as well? She has a stable on the grounds.
Or horse barn.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, that made sounded worse.
It's like really getting elaborate. Everything.
Cabin.
Yeah. I mean, we'll do the whole house. Yeah. But if there's ghosts, I'm out. I'm not the person.
A third car garage? Will you take care of that? Jordana wants to know.
Horseman.
Oh my gosh.
Wait. So, like, how much of this is like mystical, and how much of this is like based in like
function?
In like, in function, and like how
depends on the layer. So I like the home energy refresh has nothing to do with. I don't look at the energy of the house in terms of like I find the energy of the house based on when it was built and the direction it's facing. I don't do any of that. We talk on the phone and you're like, my office is really driving me nuts. It's not efficient. It's arranged weird, but I'm not good at this. Tell me what to do.
Okay.
And so we can start at that. And then like, if you want to get really mystical and you want to get into manifesting and using the energy in your space, like we can get there. But
got it.
But I am not the type of feng shui consultant. There is a common misconception that like decluttering is feng shui. Mm. Like if you're
like Marie Kondo type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like different.
Right.
So
you can be a mess, but have good feng shui.
My desk, like honestly, throughout the week, if I'm deep in a project, if I'm deep like in creative mode, my house is a mess.
Right.
But I know that like, I have plants over here that are like good for creative energy. I have like a water feature over here and that's good for my clarity. And I have things in place, and then like I clean up and I feel better. So it's kind of like,
right.
I don't really do the whole declutter kind of function. So,
got it. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. 50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And you always have the option to buy what you love, for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code UUP20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code UUP20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code UUP20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
These are going to be some broad questions that I have.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. A single person is out there listening right now. What's the best thing they can do for their home that can, you know, make their
simple
life?
Step.
Yeah. What's one simple thing you would tell to every single person out there living in the home?
That is broad.
Yes.
She's just like, I love that your show doesn't have rules for everyone.
Yeah. So let's talk just about
one. How about
like,
one rule?
Well, it always starts like with what is your intention for your space?
So like, if your intention for your space is to find a significant other,
then make space to receive a significant other.
What does that look like in literal sense?
That can be anything from...
And like, this side of the bed is yours.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, sometimes people get that, like they get like, that way. They set up two nightstands and they're like prepared it for him.
Okay.
You know, and okay. They're like, or they make space in the closet and they're like,
I can't imagine sleeping in a woman's place.
They're like, I'm just
and
making
half
space
the closet
to this.
Is open for me. There's a nightstand. Where can I plug in my phone? Well, that charger's yours. It's a little weird, but
but sometimes it gets people, it gets you in that like vibration that. Yeah. Of anticipation. Mm. Like, well, and I know this is going to happen for me. I've made space. I'm ready for
it. Well, it's kind of like you were talking about with your apartment. It's like, there's nowhere for us for like, how could I have a girlfriend over? Like, there's no, you don't have a couch that we could chill on.
Right.
Like,
how do we hang out? How do we have a fifth date?
Right. Then you're manifesting the girlfriend.
If Jared's intention is to manifest a relationship, like I can see how you feel this apartment has, I can see why you feel you've outgrown it or why, not why you can't bring somebody back. You actually make it sound like way worse than it actually is. Like, I was like, this isn't that bad. But like, there's no stages, right? It is really like, you would get serious really quickly if you brought her back because it's literally like,
there's the bed.
Here's our bed. We're either get Netflix naked, and chilling go. And getting yeah. married and cuddling or like we're having like.
So he needs an area to be with someone in a non-sexual way.
Kind of like right. like in Dallas right. when I was in like a 750 square foot apartment. It's like you could bring a guy back and you can have like a drink in your kitchen at your bar and then you can like hang out on the couch, make out on the couch, watch Netflix. But then he never made it to the room. Like there's stages,
right?
You know, but like when you're, it's all in one room. It's like,
no, that does make sense. You need,
there's like, no evolution.
You can do that even in a studio though. I think you could,
you
do,
can.
I think right. you could do that. Like you just, again, I think one thing that your apartment maybe didn't have would be like a, like inviting cozy,
a nook,
chill area. Because you can still fit that in your apartment.
Right. I mean, like the idea that I didn't around. Have a table to like
a coffee table.
A coffee yeah, table. Right. Like that doesn't help there to be a hang.
And I think right. dividers are really big. So I was talking to Candace about this before. Like it is funny to think of these New York apartments because it isn't my, like usually it's a bigger space.
Right.
But I was like, what are they going to ask? How are you? But dividers are really big. Like a divider, even a curtain.
That feels a little, you know, hospital-y to me.
There's really pretty, like, screens.
Interesting. So, like, you think putting up something like a divider between my bed and the couch?
What if even his, like, what if his couch was just, like, facing, like, the different way than the bed? Do you know what I mean? To make it feel like more of a separate area.
I actually think where your couch is good. Where was it before? Because you mentioned in the video.
Well, before when I used to tape my podcast in the apartment, I would have the podcast set up to the right of the bed. And then the couch was just on, like, literally facing the kitchen from my bed in.
It was facing the kitchen, with you couldn't see the TV.
No. You'd have to like lie on it to watch the TV. It literally was just a couch in a home, like it would be in a garage. Right. You know, like it wasn't really.
You can denote spaces like with rugs and carpet. So that's it's funny. Your rug like is like in the middle of the apartment, but it doesn't like, it's not like in the living room or in the bedroom.
Mm.
It's like, so that doesn't help break up the space.
So you think.
And then like a coffee table would work. I think the couch is good where it's at, but I do think in other scenarios, I get why it seems nice if you're facing different things, but it's.
But you think separating a room that's not separated is a better way to go?
Having like that mental like delineation, yeah. Because also when you're sleeping, you're like looking at work. So it's like work, play, romance. Like it's all in one. There's no like visual.
Right.
Delineation.
Does that matter? Is that a big thing with feng shui?
It depends on your intention. Like if somebody comes to me and they're like, I can't stop thinking about work. All I do is work. I can't focus on any other part of my life other than work. And I'm like, well, is your office, are you
is
working
your
from
in your bedroom?
Yeah. Cause right. Some people do. They like work from their bed or.
Is your bed facing your desk all day long? Yeah. Of course. Right. Yeah, yeah. I guess I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. So no, that's true. I know there are like curtains can be like, you're right. It can feel like hospital-esque, but there's ways to create separated space. Even if you were to move the TV.
I'll show you a literally picture of my old studio.
Over the, that'd be good.
You can tell me how feng shui it was.
Well, I want to ask, what do you say to, like, let's say a couple is living together and it feels off.
Yeah.
What do you say to them?
Yeah. So if you're looking to like spice up the romance, like if that's the intention, I think it's easy to start with the five senses. Like, how do you feel when you're in your bedroom? So this has happened. I've had like a woman come to me and she's like, me and my husband, like nothing's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You go into I go into the house and there are laundries everywhere. There's clothes thrown everywhere. There's no rhyme or reason for anything. And again, that's where it's like, of course you think, well, if I was tidier, it'd be better. But it's more like the intention behind why you should declutter. I want to be having more sex with my husband, and having our chores and our dirty laundry does not make me feel sexy. So start with the five senses. Like, first, do you feel good? Like, what is it that you see? Can you hang up more like sensual artwork? There's all kinds of like cheap line art that's like outlines of bodies that like are more romantic. There's, can you put like his cologne on your nightstand and her perfume on his? And like that kind of is nice. Like, spray that on your bed before you go to sleep. See what happens. You know, like, do you have textures like velvet pillows, different textures on like silk sheets? That's kind of weird maybe, but. I don't know. So there's some nice silk sheets, but just like what gets you feeling romantic and sexy? And it's good to start with the five senses, I think.
It's so interesting because it's like someone could be hearing this going, of course. But like because when I hear that, I go, yeah, these make sense. Yeah. Logical. Yeah. Is there something like, is like the way it, you know, your bed faces, is that like a thing? What about like the, where you're putting things in the apartment?
So then there's also that, like, you want to be, it's called the power position. You want to be in the power position. So you want to have your bed.
I'm always in it.
You want to have your bed on a solid wall,
against a wall. Got it.
Yeah.
Good job.
Honestly, that's again, I'm like expecting just this worst case scenario.
You're expecting it to be the middle of the room.
You have a
love life.
With a bedpan next to it.
Right. Yeah, you're not directly facing the door. So like energy comes in through doorways. So at every door in your house.
That's the feng shui of this room. We're changing it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me answer the other thing.
So we're ahead of ourselves.
So it's like, if you were to pour, if energy is a bucket of water and you were to pour a bucket of water into your bedroom and your bed is like right in the doorway, you can imagine that would feel overwhelming. You can't really sleep well. So yours is good because you can still see the front door. You're on a solid wall. You don't want your bed like floating. Headboards are a good thing. I know people like joke about like, oh, this guy.
Got that.
You have a great headboard.
Thank you. Rachel Ray.
Does it matter that his mom picked it out like 15 years ago?
It doesn't.
No, you know? It doesn't matter who bought it.
No. Okay. If your ex bought it, maybe weird.
Okay.
Would that contribute to the feng shui?
Yeah, I don't recommend like keeping your ex's stuff around.
So like I had,
that's energy. It'll trigger like everything we have, like triggers an emotion. And like, if you look at, oh, he bought me this, I remember that date. And meanwhile, your husband's over here, you know, like it takes you back to that time. These things visually, trigger like, well, you would go,
well, that's a good question. What about in his drawer? He has all the cards from the exes.
Yeah. So then like your,
I was thinking about that.
Your nightstand. Okay. So on top of headboards, you don't want a lot of storage.
I'm thinking about that since
I'm sorry. I just imagine Jordana waking up in the middle of the night. The exes. And I'm at home.
You best believe that, like, if Mike had is in his nightstand, all these cards from his exes in my house, that would be, those would be gone.
Well, and in the nightstand, nonetheless.
Yeah. Right. Like,
next to the condoms with his face.
Yeah. So we're really seeing what your intention is here. Like, it's really painting a picture.
Should he toss those?
The condoms?
No. Well, those two, but the
expiration date is approaching.
Okay, look, you don't have to toss it. Again, like, if you like... I believe in having a box of things that bring good memories, but like not next to where you're sleeping. So you don't want like storage above your bed and then your nightstands. That is not the place for the junk drawer.
Okay.
Because when you're sleeping, all that stuff has energy. It's charged. And like whether you know it or not, you're subconsciously thinking about it. Like it's affecting you. So you want your nightstands to be clean and like just have the essentials. Minimal.
Do you think this is why New York City people have like a
fucking tense?
Right. Because like what you just said makes sense again. Like don't have your junk drawer next to the bed.
Right.
Yeah.
But like I'm thinking of my apartment. Where am I gonna fucking put it?
I mean,
in the oven?
Put it in the big bag of like the costumes that you have, the wigs.
How would I find my costumes?
You have a lot of underutilized vertical space.
Vertical. Yeah. Oh, like I could put shelves in, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's like something funny about your apartment is there's nothing. Candace did say people picked up on this. I don't know if it's just me, but like you have nothing hanging in your apartment. Nothing that like.
Is the bathroom Tom Brady? Except,
so then this is funny. So the way you describe that is these are the two goats, Board Lord and Tom Brady.
Mm.
And that gave me a very like Curb Your Enthusiasm moment. Like, I feel like Larry David would put people he hated in his bathroom and pretend he was like peeing on them.
Okay.
So it's like weird to me. I wanted to like
people that you love.
I wanted to unpack that.
The bathroom is my throne.
if it is, it's like
that's the only place you've cared to like truly decorate.
Exactly. Mm. I wanted to unpack that.
What is that saying about your energy?
I got a shitty energy.
Yeah. I'm like, is he proud of himself? It is odd that the two things you have taken the time to hang up and you care about are in the bathroom.
This is psychological. Yeah. This podcast has become a psychological study whether I'm fucked up or not.
A single man in his late 30s.
Right. Yeah. This is like, this is going to be in the, you know, they're going to put this like in the history books. This is going to be, look at the breakdown of a man.
I mean, what do you say about the 8 cutting boards in the kitchen?
Holding on to the past.
Well, what I was kind of picturing for you, and I don't know if this fits, if this sounds like a good idea to you, but like, just like the bed, we want that in the power position. You want your desk in the power position. You want a solid wall behind your back. It's odd to have like in your, to me, it's odd to have like your front door behind you. It like, I feel like subconsciously, it distracts people, like who's going to come in. And also to any of your listeners out there who are like, I can't focus while I'm working. It's like in our DNA to be worried about what's coming up behind us. Or like, I don't know about DNA, but like it's in our like
your blood. Evolution, right? To be scared of probably an animal.
So power position, you want solid wall at your back. And so in your case though, because I know these apartments are smaller, I don't like when desks are facing the wall because it manifests as like, I feel like I'm hitting a wall. I'm not going anywhere in my career. Opportunities. Mm. You want opportunities to come to you, right? So you want to be facing the door, facing the opportunities. But in your case.
Facing the door. Okay.
Yeah. Like not, where in your case, like your back is turned to opportunities.
Right.
But to make space.
That's why my career is halted.
No, you're doing great. Okay. You know that. I don't. But in your case, I think you could put it at the front, or I do think you could put your desk facing the wall because then you have all that space behind you to where you can put things that matter. Like, I think it's cool you have all the boards and people made that for you. You can like use, put shelves and put that as decor. Like a similar here, you have like cool things. Put the late night mugs up and it like displays like your accolades.
Where you've been.
Well, what do you say to someone who's like, because in my mind.
If you and say this to someone who hasn't been on The Tonight Show.
Who has no awards.
To the losers out there who haven't made it in their lives. No, then, what about.
I do have an answer for that.
What would your answer to that be?
Put, that's where like vision boards come in. It's like, where do you want to go? Like, what is your intention? Where do you want to go? What do you want
to
achieve?
And is there a way to put up a vision board that doesn't look like a vision board? Because I wouldn't want, I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah, I feel like vision boards feel, and again, maybe it's just us being kind of cynical, feel a little cheesy.
Cheesy, braggy, delusional.
Well, is it braggy? Because it's like you have, this is a list of shit you haven't done.
Right. Or I always, whenever I hear vision board and I see someone's, I don't know, I haven't seen many, but like when I hear the idea of them, I think I'm like, you think you're going to do that? Right. Like, and I'm a hater. I would say the same thing to me.
I think that vision boards have, I hate when anything like that's actually helpful gets taken and like turned so cheesy and used. Like the word manifest now is just like.
Right. It's been cheesified.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this kind of sucks for my business. But you can put up.
You can do it right is what you're saying.
Well, just put up like your next goal. Like if you were still, if you still wanted to get on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
Print the Netflix logo and like frame it and be like, every day when I'm working, I'm like, I know that I'm doing this for Netflix.
Or something that represents Netflix to me. Like there could be like an artist's take on such a subject.
Yeah.
Or like or you have a frame from someone else's Netflix special that you love.
Yeah. Like technically, you could argue that your home is a 3D vision board. Everything in your home should evoke where you want to go, what your intentions are, who you want to be.
Right.
I have a lot of, not a lot, but I have a handful of women clients who are like, I want to manifest a relationship. And they're really successful like at running a business and all this stuff. And I'll-
Turn your pillows into a man. I go,
draw a face on your pillow. I'll go into their apartment and they'll have all this very like, I'm a badass woman, like females, like it's really cool art. And stuff, but it's all these independent women, but they're all alone.
Right.
And they're like, they're flipping things off and like, or they have like the middle finger candles, you know?
So. Oh.
And it's like.
Just like my candle.
Yeah. And like, I'm like, do you really want to attract a relationship? Because you seem pretty
you're giving cool off,
that you're
off
so
energy.
Independent.
Right.
Interesting.
So your whole home is a vision board.
So they're like in with the their idea of pumping themselves up, they've pumped themselves up for a future that they're actually not looking for.
Exactly.
This, I mean, this could be very, this conversation can go very right wing very quickly, but I understand what you're saying.
No, I think there's something to that, but I think there's a reason people do that, right? And I think it's because it can feel a little bit like, I think it can feel a little bit depressing to be like, I'm preparing this apartment for like a relationship that I don't have. Right. And then when I see the second, and what do you say to people who probably say that? When I see the second nightstand and no one's there, like it reminds me that I don't have someone and I feel bad. So it's easier for me to like live a life where I'm almost like faking that I am looking for this until I believe it.
Yeah.
Than doing that. I think that is a trade-off for a lot of people because it's like the idea of manifesting or anything. It's like the more, I don't know if I want to think about this life that I don't have because it makes me sad that I don't have it.
Then right. Every time you come home is the failure.
Right.
Yeah. It isn't, but that's how it could feel.
So then I would say don't do it. I also am of the belief that like just because feng shui rule says to do something, if it doesn't feel good, don't do it. Like I don't like the color red. To add in feng shui, there's certain directions they say add in fire, that is red. Well, I would be annoyed every time I looked at that red chair. So you don't do it. You do the things that make you feel good. If you don't want to make space and be like, oh, now it just looks empty and I'm alone. Then again, what's all the advice like you give people when you're wanting to attract a partner but not think about how you're alone? Think about like make your life exciting. How do you feel your best so that you're just giving off this energy of I feel good. I don't care. Whatever happens, happens. Like, that's exciting. And how can you create a space that shows you got a lot going on?
Also,
like, I feel good about myself. Like, something's going to come. I feel good. And in the meantime, like,
right.
And also, I think...
But maybe that's not also the other end of the spectrum, though. Right. With the, like, middle fingers up and whatever. Yeah. Something in between those two.
Right. Well, right. Because that person... This is an acknowledgement
that that could be something ruining your own energy without you knowing.
Right. You've almost gone too far in the overcorrection phase.
Or
right.
Maybe you needed that. You went through a breakup and you were in the, like, I need to feel independent and good about myself again. I lost myself in that relationship. And so you put up all that stuff. But then, it's like, okay. But if you're ready to call it in, maybe just... Only have like one thing in the living room and in the bedroom.
Only one yes queen.
Only right. One middle finger.
Right. Only one Ruth Bader Ginsburg poster.
Well, it's true. Like something to remind you that you're strong and you are independent, but not so fully everywhere that it feels like you're not letting anyone any space in for something different.
Right.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
It's, well, I guess on, you know, we're all millennials, right? You know, I think for a lot of millennials, the idea of owning a home is different now. So you have a lot of people that are renting. I'm renting that apartment. Like the idea of me putting up shelves in an apartment that I rent.
Yeah, you say that.
I'm like... No way. I'll do it at my home. But like, you know, I think this is a very millennial thing. Right. I don't think I'm alone.
When you owned the...
Not really. I was always like, well, once I do this, I'll do that. I think a lot of millennials live in this world of like, we're straddling. You know, it's like why we like tapas. We don't want to like commit to anything. So there's a lot of people out there, I'm sure, have a similar mindset.
Well, that's why they do like fast fashion and fast decor.
Okay.
So, like, I don't want to buy... Yeah. I don't want to buy the $20,000 restoration hardware couch because... I don't know if I'm going to be here that long.
Right. Well, but, you know, as far as feng shui is concerned, like when you say like you have so much vertical space, I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, that will make it feel like this is it. This is over for me. This space.
Well,
I mean,
are you leaving?
I might have to leave soon.
Well, then that's correct. But I think it's more like then maybe your next, I would imagine you're going to go into your next space being like, okay, the next place I go into is going to feel more like a home.
I would like that to be the case. Right. I would hope that. I mean, it's the walls are coming in on me.
If you, like, let's say you had another 6 months and
live?
No, another 6 months in this apartment.
Okay.
In this apartment. Oh. You, like, 6 months is a really long time to feel like I feel comfortable and like I'm not going anywhere and like no momentum, right? And so it's like you can look at the things that are important to you. I don't know. So you don't have to like decorate it to the nines, but like are your hats important? Like could you just like
I hug them every night.
Could you get a vertical thing to kind of show like
a hat showcase?
Yeah, like or like, and it gives it a little personality. Like, it's just you respecting the things that you paid money for, you know? Right. It's like, this was important to me. I like it. And I'm going to, I don't know. But, I was getting more to like, if you already feel stuck and your space is just kind of like piles, it just sort of, your external is a direct reflection of your internal. And so it's just saying like, yeah, I'm stuck. But if you wanted to feel unstuck, yeah, hang the hats and like get like move the energy around a little bit, like mm-hmm. get these things out of piles. You'll feel a little bit more put together and potentially motivated to do something else. You know, I'm making a lot of assumptions here, like that you would be here next another 6 months and you feel that stuck. But you know what I mean? If anybody felt stuck and they're surrounded by piles, it's like, what kind of like... Right.
Well, it's also like, what are you looking for in the period of time that you will live there?
Yeah.
For? And I think maybe it almost forces you to make that decision of like, oh, I want to invest in a space that makes me feel like this because I want to feel like this soon mm-hmm. versus like, I'll wait to feel like this in the next place.
Yeah.
Right. That, and that I think that's a problem that I share with probably a lot of people. I'll feel that way at the next place. I'll feel that way when I can feel that way. It's a lot like, you know... I'll wear those pants once I lose the 10 pounds. It is part of that mindset.
Yeah. And I think to sort of go back to what you were saying before about not committing to things or not like feel like the feeling of, I think a lot of people live in that phase of it. If they're single, it's like, I'm not going to go visit that country because I'm waiting for someone to go with, or I'm not going to live in a home that I like, cause I'll move into a place once I'm splitting the rent with someone. Right. And it can be hard to like live the life that you want without the thing that you thought was going to be there at this point in it.
But I guess that goes back to something that you were talking about before, like creating when you make the space that has room for the partner, mm-hmm. you know, you kind of are living in that mindset.
You're manifesting it.
Right. Yeah. And kind of to go back to my place where I'm like, oh, well, the next place I'll have that thing. And it's like, well, then aren't I living in the place that's encouraging me to be not in that next thing? Like,
right.
My place is for no commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you're attracting.
And the external is showing that. Like if you don't even want to hang a shelf.
Right.
Because that's too much commitment. Like
how could I How could I ever be with a woman?
Yes.
It's like
you can't commit to this apartment.
Right.
You can't commit to a woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I
like think about like working out or health, right? So like if your intention was to get healthy mm-hmm. and to like eat better, cook more. And when I date, I want to like have somebody over. And one of the dates can be like, we're cooking in the kitchen together. So as you look for a new place, if that is a part of your new ideal identity, new ideal day, you will want to find an apartment or a house that has a kitchen where you'll want to look for a good kitchen. If, I don't know anything about your Harlem apartment, but you've joked about how it's like a huge patio,
yes.
right? It's like, if your intention is to throw parties and host a network, then that's great. But if it doesn't have a kitchen, you're not going to like grow as in that health department of your life because the kitchen doesn't afford you the space to like grow that part of you.
Or make you excited to.
Yeah. It doesn't make you excited. Yeah. Or like working out. Like if somebody's like, I really want to get healthier and I want to work out more from home, create a space that's exciting to go to, you know, to work out in.
I think this is all very interesting. I love that we're talking about this because when you messaged, I was like, this could be a fun idea for the podcast. But I'm thinking of like men listening to this. Like I don't know why this feels gendered to me, but like a guy hearing this going, oh shit, I want to relate. Like the idea of like, I want a relationship, but my place isn't set up. You know, like, do you want a relationship? Like your place isn't even set up. You haven't committed, you know, just that whole thing of committing to the place.
Right. Yeah. Or do you even want to advance in your career? Like, to your point, I do think a lot of younger men, they start with like, I need to be somebody by 30 and have my shit together before I have a relationship. Okay, well, is your mattress on the floor and like your hats aren't hung up and your crap's everywhere? That's not really, sometimes you have to like, what would a CEO do? How would they show up? Like,
right. What would their apartment look like?
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to have to get in that headspace.
I used to make fun of women for having the picture.
Something decorated.
Decorated in there. When the roommates would have the pictures of them up on like the windowsill.
Yeah.
I thought that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Sweet. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was dumb. And now it makes more sense to me.
I thought it was dumb too. But then I'm saying like when I think it's interesting that I wanted a relationship so badly, but I lived with my roommate and I had this room that was facing like an alleyway with no natural light. And the apartment was like always a mess. And our couch was like, was missing a bottom at some point. And I think that, and it's funny, like as soon as I moved out of that place and into my own apartment, and I felt like excited about the apartment, I felt really good about, like proud of it, like excited to show it to someone.
Yeah.
I like the relationship really followed like very quickly after that.
And you probably felt better about yourself.
Right.
Mm. Like if I lived confident. In an apartment with five other roommates and I was just only ever in my room, I'd be like, this isn't what like millionaires are doing. I feel like, you know, I don't know, it's an extreme example, but it's like your self-esteem.
Right.
Is tied to it a little bit as well.
And I think it's this big question of almost like efficiency versus like creation in some ways, because it is like, and if it's kind of like, oh, I don't really need my own apartment. I don't really need like the shelves. I don't need these shelves. Like I've been getting,
I don't need to paint my room.
But it's also kind of like, we don't need to do any of this shit. Like you don't need to do half the shows.
You don't need to dress for success. You don't need to.
Right. Why do you do it? Cause you know, it'll lead to like, there's a feeling that it'll lead to something bigger.
Something better. Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, is there, I want more feng shui. How can we feng shui this studio?
Yeah.
Well, we want more YouTube followers. That's our intention.
Yeah.
Well, your studio, I mean, okay, so you're like in the power position, so that's good. You have the logo. I mean, I don't think this place is like, I wasn't prepared to look at it.
It's well,
we're getting like more of like a couchy feel.
We're going to go couch. Yeah.
So that's intentional probably because you want more casual conversations.
Yeah, we want it to feel less formal, less news desky.
Yeah. So that works. And then it's like, just look at what's behind. Like, you know, are you looking to be like, hey, we're a really established brand. We got a lot going for us. Then you put little hints of like, people should be proud of themselves. You know, like it's not braggy and it's not bad to be like, here's my YouTube.
If you had an Oscar, you would display it.
Yeah. Right. Here's my YouTube silver play button. Here's my like picture with so-and-so. You know, that's why like restaurants, they have the people up with all the celebrities that have come.
They're one's like, oh, you're so braggy.
Right. Yeah. So
well,
I would say like
you're all our award. Oh, we haven't won very many.
No, but then to your point, if you want more casual conversation, then yes. Because it would have started with like, what's the intention for the space? Because technically right now, like, I think you got a good
thing going.
I love a round table. I feel like it's welcoming. Round like curves are welcoming. It's good for gathering, less separating. But if you're like, no, we want more casual, then.
Yeah. All right. Well, what are you going to do with your time in New York? You're here for the night. What's the plan?
I really don't know. Yeah, I haven't thought too. I was very like excited about this. Speaking of intentions, you know, like to grow the business, tell more people about feng shui. I want people to feel good in their space so that they're excited about their life.
Do you do virtual appointments?
Oh, yeah.
So virtual.
I would say most things are virtual these days.
So people can get on Zoom with you, show you their space.
Yeah. So the baby step version, if you didn't want to do your whole house, is the home energy refresh. And it would be us talking for an hour about whatever space was a problem for you, whether it's your office, you know, like a lot of people think of Zoom backgrounds, like how many people have the blur background effect on their Zoom background? They're trying to get a promotion, but they're like embarrassed about what's going on. And they're like,
right,
you know, you dress for success. And then meanwhile, like behind you is just like all your crap or like,
yeah, it's, you want to be proud of your background.
Yeah.
Proud of your Zoom background.
Oh, right. Or like when women go out, like they feel better when they have makeup on. They're like, yeah, you talk to me. And when we don't have makeup on, we're like, I hope nobody sees me. You know, like.
Right. You want to feel hot.
Yeah. So it's an hour. We talk about whatever space you want to talk about. Starts with what are your intentions? Then we rearrange. We give your space attention with that intention. And I help if you want flow help, if you want decor help, if you want, you know, we can do the whole thing. And then they go out and they take aligned action, you know?
I love it.
Where do they find all of this is Jeanette's Sizakowski.
We're going to have a talk about my house.
Well, so that's
the thing.
You're
going to need a 3-hour meeting.
I will say, so that's
this compound that Jordana lives in.
Can you function?
Do you do castles?
Yeah, I do. Embarrassing me. That's the baby step. But what I will say is then there's this like bigger layer of like, before you go and repaint and spend all this money on all this furniture, feng shui is kind of like insurance for your decor. Like, you know, you're buying something that's going to feel good in the space, you know you're investing in the right paint color, the right decor to like support your health, wealth, and happiness.
Right.
Whereas like you could, if you could just be like, I'm gonna, like, it sounds like these red walls, I'm gonna throw up some red paint, see how it goes. Maybe I'll feel good, or maybe, you know, red's like anger and feistiness. Like maybe that was the dissolve, you know.
Maybe the solution of the previous marriage.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So elemental clarity.
Yeah.
Is it elementalclarity.com or is there a website?
And then, well, YouTube and Instagram are both at Elemental Clarity. Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, this is, I think this is so interesting. Like, what's the best store for feng shui items? Is there a store that you think
is... Or
is it
more about the placement than
no,
the
so
items?
I like to say, let's repurpose and reposition what you already have.
Mm.
Because I think a lot of people are like, oh, I have to spend money to have good feng shui. Yeah. I'm not into like fast fashion. I'm not into fast decor. Like, don't buy like a cheap... Yeah. But let's repurpose, reposition what you already have, because that stuff should already mean something to you. And like... Then get the energy flowing.
What's the most feng shui plant?
Bamboo is really good. Anything light and airy. We don't want... You guys do have a... Like this thing. I don't
this
like
thing.
This
thing.
You don't like it.
Okay. Gotta get rid of that weed.
It's but gone.
Anything, yeah. Anything
throw
like...
it against the wall.
Anything fresh and airy. So no cactus. Like I don't like cactus, agave, like anything. That's very harsh and pokey and dry and like not abundant. The like lushness is very good.
Mm.
Okay.
I and like the people, we're going way back and trying to wrap it up, but like if for women in their space, like peonies, flowers in
penis?
Your space. Yeah.
Oh.
Penises and peonies are great. Peonies, flowers are great for like that, adding in that like it smells nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel a little romantic. Candles? I feel more feminine. Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's the five senses, right? So full circle, like. What are you seeing? What are you smelling?
I love
like,
that.
What are you hearing?
I'm going to go home and try to feng shui my office.
I listen, this is all great. Jeanette, thank you so much for coming on. This
Thanks.
Is like this is so awesome. Wonderful. I think people are going to like, we like to change it up here. Yeah. And I think this is something to no, like change your perspective.
I think it's a big underrated part of like find like, you know, getting what you want is creating a space that is open to that. So
a lot of people don't. Yeah, it's a
don't think about it.
Yeah, they just don't think about it. They're like, this is what's good on Pinterest. Like everyone's putting up beige. So I should get beiges and neutrals. And actually, like your personal energy needs something different usually.
What should people do with kids?
Kids? Well, I kind of like say, look, when they're really young, don't like add something to your list. Just like it's going to be chaos for a little bit. If you don't like that chaos, then like let's look at like, yeah, where in the home we can delineate, again, separate the spaces. Like where is kids? Where is relaxation? Mm-hmm. Where is something right. else? If all the kids stuff is in the bedroom and it's just a mess, like that's probably not helping your romantic life in the bedroom. You yeah. know, so creating like
quarantine the kids.
Don't mix lock them in kids room. With peonies.
No, kid like but it like the having like sections is also like a really basic place to start.
Mm. Right.
But well, I feel like
about your bed, like it should be just for sex and sleep, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And eating. No? Oh, okay.
And working like Jared's like, I'm like, I see why.
And everything. Eating Chinese no, food, right?
I've found I've slept naked. A lot better after getting, like, I don't have a TV in my bedroom now.
And no TV?
That's a well, big feng shui no-no. Oh.
It broke, but so I was forced to not have it there. And then now I feel like it's like the room is, I have better sleep in the room.
A big feng shui no-no is no TV in the bedroom.
Yeah.
But
no TV in the bedroom.
Yeah. Because you don't want a mirror facing your bedroom that like...
Or
you
I have don't a mirror want a mirror on my ceiling.
You don't want a mirror facing your bed, which you don't have, which is good. But a mirror facing your bed will mess with your sleep. You won't sleep well. It moves around all this energy. And same thing with a screen. Screens are reflective. And so it acts as a mirror, but also for practical psychological reasons, like it's just distracting. You don't talk to your partner as much. You know, you have all those like stories. But then also it's just all the electricity and stuff in the room. Like
this
there's a lot
is one
of
those things that I know would be like good for me, but like
you're never
gonna I've
I
never,
would do it, but I just would not at first I would like kick and scream
right.
and then I would realize how good it is for me.
Well that's why I yeah. never would have done it, but like it just did it happened to me.
Right. I've never had a client take a TV out. They're all like, no. And I'm like, okay. I had to tell you as a response it's a right. like a duty of mine to tell you. But you can do whatever you want.
It's not helpful.
But not one of them have taken it out.
We'll let you keep it.
Well, Jeanette, this was a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in. This is so nice. We hope you have a nice trip to New York, and we hope a lot of people go search you out. Elemental Clarity.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. Yeah. So we want everyone to get involved and feng shui their life.
Yes. Feng shui your life. We'll see if Jared implements any of these changes.
That's right.
Bye.
Bye.
The You Up Podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico, Sean Kilby, and Candice Maniga. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico and Shannon Sassone. Social media by Candice Maniga. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at you.up.podcast on Instagram and send us your emails to uup@betches.com. Betches.